Service authorization. When you first come to us, we will talk with you to figure out what we can do to help you. Together, we will figure out what services will help you get better. We will approve those services, and then you can receive them. This is called prior authorization. Services you request must be authorized or approved by your community mental health provider or substance use disorder SRE provider. They may approve all, some, or none of your requests. You will receive a notice of decision within 14 calendar days after you have requested the service during person-centered planning, or within 3 business days if the request requires a quick decision. All services must be medically necessary. Substance use disorder services may be urgent or non-urgent, whereas mental health services may be emergent, urgent, or routine. This means that the services to be provided are needed to assure appropriate assessment and treatment of your condition. Services that are considered ineffective, experimental, or inappropriate will not be approved. If you are referred to a community mental health agency or substance use disorder provider by the Access Center, you no longer have to obtain authorization from your community mental health provider or substance use disorder provider. The provider will contact the authorizing agency for further authorization on your behalf. If you have other insurance that may cover your services, we may refer you to your insurance company for assistance. The insurance company will determine the amount and type of services for which you are eligible based on your coverage. Any decision that denies a service you request or denies the amount, scope, or duration of the services that you request will be made by a healthcare professional who has appropriate clinical expertise in treating your condition. Authorizations are made according to medical necessity. If you should disagree with a decision made, you have the right to ask for a second opinion for mental health only and/or file an appeal for mental health and SUD services. Please refer to the appeals section in this guidebook beginning on page 35. If you are not receiving approved medical services as quickly as needed, you can get help. Call your local customer service office as listed on page 33. They will help you get the treatment services you need. The customer service office may also help you file a grievance. A grievance is a way to complain about what is wrong with the help you are or are not getting. Please note, we do not use any type of physician or other financial incentive plans to limit the services available to you. Please contact your customer service office listed on page 33 if you have other questions. Out-of-network providers. There may be times when there are no providers in our network that are able to provide you with the service that you need. If the service is a covered benefit of this plan and it is medically necessary, the community mental health and/or substance use disorder provider in your county will work with you to find a provider outside its network to provide the service. This will be at no cost to you. If you need out-of-network care or have other questions, contact your local customer service office as listed on page 33.